This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. health officials say more and more public and private laboratories are now able to test for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With more cases of the new coronavirus being reported around the U.S., officials are urging Americans to play it safe. At Tuesday evening's White House task force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said,
"It doesn't matter if you're in a state that has no cases or one case. You have to start taking seriously what you can do now."
If you're feeling sick, officials say don't go straight to your doctor's office. Instead, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
"Call the doctor's office so that you don't just walk right in. Follow their infection control procedures for doing that."
Facilities in all 50 states are now capable of running tests for coronavirus. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Airlines are slashing flights and freezing hiring as they experience a sharp drop in bookings in the face of the spreading coronavirus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the outbreak might do more damage to airlines than the 9/11 attacks. Delta Airlines says that travel demand has fallen so badly in the past week that it expects one-third of seats to be empty this month on flights within the country. American Airlines announced it will cut international flying by 10% this summer and reduce U.S. flying by 7.5% in April. It has also delayed training of new pilots and flight attendants. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden looks to have won Democratic primaries in Mississippi and Missouri as he and Senator Bernie Sanders compete for the Democratic nomination in this year's presidential election. Six states are holding primaries or caucuses today. The eventual nominee will run against incumbent Republican President Donald Trump. You can follow that on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has issued a decree setting in motion the release of thousands of Taliban prisoners as the U.S. military begins a troop drawdown in the country. These steps are outlined in a deal with the Taliban aimed at ending the nearly 19-year-old war in Afghanistan. The agreement signed in Qatar 10 days ago requires all American and coalition forces to leave the country in the next 14 months. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is floating the idea of constitutional changes that would end term limits on his office, Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Putin unveiled a major shakeup of Russian politics and a constitutional overhaul in January. His appearance on Tuesday came after a lawmaker from the ruling United Russia Party told Parliament that she would propose an amendment to reset Putin's presidential term count back to zero. The move, if adopted and backed in a nationwide vote, would allow him to stay in office until 2036. Putin himself appeared to voice his own reservations at the constitutional change.
In principle, this option would be possible, but on one condition. If the Constitutional Court gives an official ruling that such an amendment would not contradict the principles and main provisions of the Constitution.
Another ruling party lawmaker on Tuesday proposed holding snap parliamentary elections currently scheduled for September 2021, once the constitutional reform was out of the way. Putin was cool to that idea, though, saying he saw no need for snap elections if there were no disagreements in Parliament.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Saudi Arabia's state-run oil giant Saudi Aramco says it will increase its crude oil production to 12.3 million barrels a day in April. That's a record amount. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
In a filing made on Riyadh's stock market, Aramco says the increase in production represents a rise of 300,000 barrels a day. Aramco's decision likely will flood global energy markets and put further pressure on prices. The lower oil prices come as there's less demand for air travel amid the spread of the new coronavirus around the world, further depressing prices. Aramco's move seems to make good on the country's promise over the weekend to increase output after Russia refused to cooperate on cutting production. That led to a 25% plunge in the price of crude on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The trial of three Russians and a Ukrainian citizen over the July 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in separatist-controlled eastern Ukraine has opened this week in the Netherlands. The suspects are charged with the murder of 298 passengers and crew who were killed when Flight MH17 was shot down by a Russian-made anti-aircraft missile. The plane was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.